I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome to Lando Calrissian. We're going to jump right into this. James is here. Teddy's here. I will be on Jules a little bit later on.
Man, don't do that.
I
should have knew that was going to happen.
I knew that was coming. I already knew that was coming.
I'm sorry to the one listener that gave me a bad feedback that hates me. You may hate me even more after this one.
What was the feedback?
Because they said I'm always, I'm always being mean to
He's
people.
A negative
remember,
Nancy
that's why we got the whole thing with Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell.
You are Simon Cowell.
Unless it comes to black movies from the 90s.
You say what?
Unless it's black movies from the 90s.
He turns into Jules when his black movie. Oh.
What year is the last year I like movies? That what 2001?
What 99?
No. You still had Best Man and Brown Sugar and stuff.
The last movie
I give Brown Sugar is the cutoff point.
That's 2002. That's 2002.
I don't think Daryl's liked the movie since I got the hookup, nigga.
I saw that at the drive-in.
I think that is the last movie Daryl like legitimized.
And so bad is I despise it. I liked it. I hate myself on the inside that I liked that movie.
I remember sitting in the back and like him being over the crib and having conversations on him trying to tell me like, nah, you really got to appreciate what P is doing. I was like, nigga. You are caping the fuck out of Master P right now.
Yeah,
right?
I was
as a movie maker.
All I know is the movie was horrible. Ridiculously hilarious.
It was horrible.
Dude.
I'm About It is better. Even though the production value is better in that. And actually the production value is the best and Foolish.
Right, that's true.
That's like, that was, P had went to, he was trying to get his little small Steven Spielberg on with Foolish.
Yeah, Foolish was dope.
Because it looked clear. If I showed you that movie and take Master P out of it totally, because you see him pop up, his brother fucks up shit. But if I just showed you a scene without Master P in it, you'd be like, oh, this was done by, somebody professional.
He was growing up.
Then you had Dice Clay and that motherfucker.
Yeah, so it makes you email us, LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Let's jump into the session me and Teddy was talking about. We were talking about Confederate TV show No Confederate, and we can spurn that into as well, talking about the Black Aaron Magruder.
Black America.
And who's the other dude? I can't think of it now.
Will Packer.
Will Packers on Amazon, Black America.
That's interesting.
So Teddy made a great point, though. We had a lot of good points before because we was having the technical difficulties, but... Go with your point, though, Ted, that you said the reason why people are mostly mad about No Confederate.
I feel like the main reason why No Confederate is, having such a boost right now or is pushing is actually less about the content and more about Trump being in office and the minds that it will sway. You know what I mean? Like, Trump is basically giving notion to anything that... kind of resembles that era, like in the 50s back, like,
right.
You know, he's okay with, so that kind of empowers, white folks that kind of feel that way.
Right.
So we already got enough of that out there. So this is just imagine the type of shit that'll come on. Like, and now mind you, Daryl has a good point though, because we don't know what the fuck is happening in Confederate. Is it they win the war, but that doesn't mean another war isn't brewing to come, take that shit back. I mean,
and they only own the South. They don't own the whole country. The whole country isn't.
Right, it's not like
under slavery.
It's not like Confederate.
It's like Men in the High Castle, where part of it is, this is split within one continent.
Yeah.
So it's not like Confederate States of America, where the whole country straight turned.
No, it's just what basically what Kentucky sat to Florida.
So basically the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we were just trying to figure out like the type of.
But my thing is, HBO is a fucking liberal-ass station, though, too. So, it'd be different if this was going to be on Fox TV, Fox, maybe, or something. I could see a little bit. I mean, I get it. Like, full disclosure, HBO fucked up with the rollout to me. But at the same time, you have to look at the full thing. What has HBO ever done that's been not liberal? Fucking all these shows are liberal.
No, it is. It's a liberal station. I mean, and that's
liberal
cool.
As fuck.
Like for as like fuck. They're probably the most liberal paid station. I mean, pay station.
Well, outside of Netflix, I say them and Netflix probably neck and neck at this point.
Yeah, man. You got to think of like what they've got. What's the dude that be talking crazy with the glasses on there?
John Alba.
John Alba. You got Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Yeah.
You got Vice is on there. You got
fucking love Vice.
I mean, you got to think. HBO's always been ahead of the curve with shit. The Wire.
I mean,
Boardwalk Empire.
I mean, I don't think
Insecure.
Insecure. Ballers. Like, so y'all want to boycott No Confederate. Right. My thing is, y'all gonna stop watching Game of Thrones? Y'all complaining about these different games those dudes, but ain't none of y'all stop watching Game of Thrones for season 6.
Right. Or season 7. Because the real black people really ain't even never showed up as the black people in the Summer Isles. They really really to be a whole... That's one thing I need people to understand, and even in that tip, like, look, the real black people are in Game of Thrones staying in the Summer Isles, which is in the South, just like where Africa would be at. Mm-hmm. Let's get that shit out the way. But, back in the conversation... I understand what you're saying because, like I said, if it's a liberal station, you know your ass gonna watch it. You know you're gonna want to watch it. Just
and the same shit happened on Underground, man. Remember, people were shitting on Underground.
Yeah, and Underground ended up being a fantastic fucking TV series.
I remember, dude. Google people's reaction talking about I can't believe John Legend doing a slave show.
You know what it is? Like I said, the black people are on right now, and I think anything that shows black people depicted in a negative light and/or connotation, like purposefully, you know. It's always going to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, but it's HBO fucked up
in because of the history.
See, this is
the
thing. HBO did fuck up. HBO was holding their dick. Like, We the Man, like, them two dudes, they fucked up. If they, whatever PR people refer to, because they don't have a script, they don't have anything, so you're going to let people get to their own volitions.
That's actually genius, though. When you think
so
about
you
it.
Thinking that you think this is a sinister plan, and they knew it was going to be a backlash like this?
No. It's not because it's not really a backlash. So it's just like anything else. It's just like how they say it, any press is good press, right? Any
so you like motherfuckers
good.
Gonna be because I'm saying hey, they gonna tune
they
in.
They gonna look because they want to see what the fuck it's about.
Because the more conversation it is, the more free marketing they're
because think about it, everybody's operating on social media in their motherfucking echo chambers and their own silos, and they want to ring out. So the niggas that don't like the shit are gonna tune in to be like. So any sort of negative shit that come on black
they
people,
own it.
See, this is exactly what the fuck I was talking about. This is exactly why I didn't want to put this shit up here. Here, look at this. And they gonna be sharing it, which is still pushing the motherfucking agenda for No Confederate. And other people who are like, you know, they're just kind of interested in seeing what they're actually talking about, we're gonna tune in. And then you got the other people that are for it, like wholeheartedly, like, yo, this is just a motherfucking think piece about what possibly could happen, are gonna be battling the other niggas. Daryl.
No. I'm in the middle.
No, you the nigga that's gonna be on there like, did y'all even watch episode 1?
No. Oh, yeah.
Did y'all
even
see, you know what I mean? He gonna be, the same way you doing them niggas about with Underground now, is the exact same thing gonna be episode.
Oh, I agree. Because if it's Catcher Freeman on this motherfucker and he's swinging through the trees and shit, cutting on white people's heads in the South, I don't wanna hear nothing from nobody.
Right.
nobody. Now, if it's fucked up, it's fucked up. We shit on it.
Right.
Well, I don't see how... Because when you think about it, like, I'm trying
the
to...
HBO,
kick,
but...
I'm kicking back
doing
slave
what you
movies,
said.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, is there anyone that has not been about the plight of slavery? Like, where...
Or is this in the background? Gone with the Wind, I guess, be the only thing.
Right. I'm talking about, like, modern. Like, anything...
That was just in the background, and it was just, like, just...
Well, no. Like, whenever they... Like, slavery is the focus. Has there ever been a moment where... Or a movie where it was showing that slavery was a good thing.
Only one I could think of is Gone with the Wind.
You see
and that's
what I'm
not even modern yet.
So that's my point. So it's like, even though, it could be kind of fucked up, you know, because we're watching black people in this sort of situation. But still, them niggas could still, you know, it's going to be, like you said, Catcher Freeman. It's going to be about the plight of trying to get to the North. They're going to be trying. Or. How the North convinces the slaves to take down
the stuff going on in the South.
So it's but the question is, where's the protagonist? Who's gonna be where? Like, who's
but that's a thing that either it's a genius thing or maybe they fell into some genius shit. What you
or
saying?
Or they're gonna run it just like Game of Thrones. So,
but you don't know shit that's going on. Like,
well, no. So it's gonna be like, so one focal point of the story is gonna
be somebody in the North.
Exactly. There's like, somebody you got some in the abolitionists South. In the North. You got, you know,
some soldiers in the North.
Right. Exactly.
Then another group of people in the South that's rebellion. Then you get they try and link up with the soldiers from in the North and link up the rebellion. Then you might have somebody that's actually that a black person or people down there that want to keep it together. Like, kind
of
like...
Right. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. I mean, you're going to be dealing with, you know, Robert E. Lee is like the president of the fucking...
Robert E. Lee like the fifth, because it's supposed to be like now.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I mean, that'd be kind of strange if they ran out some lineage shit. But, I mean...
Oh, you don't think it's not? I could totally see them being Jefferson Davis the third or something, or the fourth or something like that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, to keep that name alive, fuck
yeah. Yeah, Jefferson Davis?
Yeah.
When the last time you know a nigga named Jefferson Davis?
He probably never. Said, he might not be selling bootleg DVDs. That's or whatever.
We retired
nigga,
names.
When was the last time I heard a nigga first name being Jefferson in this entire...
Look, we retired that and Adolf.
Outside of Black Lightning, nigga. When's the last time...
Black Lightning?
When's the last time you heard a nigga first name being Jefferson?
I feel like there's a nigga named Jeff, and we just assumed that nigga's name was Jerry. But that nigga's real name is Jefferson. He just ain't letting that shit... Ain't nobody see that nigga...
Anybody named Jeff Davis, we got Jeff.
Let me see your
And we retired Adolf, too, though. When the last time we had an Adolf? Like, well, when no, is the last person no, named
have,
Adolf?
You can have an Adolf. You can have a, it's like, it's more probably over in Germany. You can have an Adolf name, but you can't, but your name better not be Adolf Hitler.
No, but I'm talking about an Adolf, period. I've never met an Adolf in my life.
I've never met an Adolf, but we live in St. Louis, so, like.
But I'm not, I mean, let's Google the name Adolf. I guarantee you, it'd be like, might be the lowest not the name.
Dolph, yes. Adolf.
I wouldn't have Dolph Lundgren's real name.
I was thinking that shit. I was like, I wouldn't have that nigga's real name with Adolf. And they were like, nah, this is probably not a good idea.
Why don't we just drop the A? Go by Dolph.
No, that's what happened when he got here. They was like, hey, I got this dude. Oh, that's
right. You're right. He's these movies.
He a motherfucking chemical engineer.
No, his first name is Heinz. Nah, it's Heinz.
That's Adolf.
Her first name is Heinz. Yeah.
Dolph, this is a nickname.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That nigga was like, nah.
Yeah, but I think, you know, wrapping it up, I think HBO... Either it's genius, like you said, and they did this on purpose by making it real ambiguous just to get some kind of shitstorm, or they should have rolled out more information and fucked up on that side.
Well, I think they're just trying to capitalize on the Game of Thrones ride. They're like, oh, yo, this the same niggas that brought you this fire shit for the last season.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe they was holding their dick thinking they was too smart, too, saying that we just could take these dudes and everybody going to be down with it because of Game of Thrones. That's what I'm saying. The PR, your marketing PR may have been, or that it could be genius. Maybe they some mad scientists and were like,
I don't think they thought,
fuck it, roll the dice.
I don't think it was a roll of the dice. I think they put it out there, and I don't think that they thought.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't think it all the way through is
no,
what I'm saying.
No, I don't think they, I don't think they thought it was a big deal. They were like, oh, this is just another.
But
like,
see, if they had them two black writers, must not have been in the room.
I don't think they were there. I don't think those black writers, I think they brought those black writers on after niggas was like, oh, straight. Y'all finna just do this about black people and not say... And see,
this is the thing about it. If the show was gonna be fucked up, it's probably more chances going to end up being good now.
Oh, because they had to diversify?
No, not just that. You got everybody like, oh, y'all on some bullshit. That motherfucker, that script, the original script that we don't know about or whatever draft might be fucking thrown out the window now.
You're right, for real.
If it was on some bullshit.
Because think about it like this. For all we know, the main character might be the black people going through the shit.
That's what we were saying. Like, that's what we were saying.
But they don't want to see this shit. That's the whole point.
And like we don't know how black America's going to be either, though. Yeah, like, black people America's hype about that, we don't know.
Black America is it's a TV series version of White Man's Burden,
Hey, what if... It could be.
Well, you know what it is, though, right? You know what? Aaron Magruder's book, remember, that supposed to come out. Remember, it was supposed to be about East St. Louis? Where East St. Louis wanted to be their own country? It's supposed to be in a TV show with Tommy Davis and a movie with Tommy Davis in it first. And basically, East St. Louis decided to be its own country within the rest of the country.
Didn't know that.
And, like, it's supposed to be, like, the stuff they're going through within the country of trying to get resources and stuff like that. They just basically expanded that out into this. That's all this is. This is already Aaron Magruder been on this since the late 90s.
I thought he was going to flip it and make, the protagonist a white dude. Like you said,
that would be crazy.
Man, but, hey, from his... Oh, boy.
Oh, you know, white people like... Dear God, he's had my experience. Dear God.
Look at what Tyler's going through in that black world.
God damn it.
But supposedly, the synopsis is saying basically that we got four states after the Civil War, and they built that. But supposedly those four states kept battling with the U.S. over stuff. And supposedly the rest of the U.S. is supposed to be having issues financially and stuff, and the four states supposed to be thriving a little bit.
I wouldn't be surprised one of those states, Missouri. But, you know, let's keep one.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be it that I've read. So, I don't know, man. So, you saw Baby Driver, though.
I did. Baby Driver, low-key, is dope.
So, Jules is on some other shit once again. This is going to be an all-time thing. Maybe we call it Jules is on some shit.
Hey, Jules is losing his Robin. Look, every podcast.
We keep chipping away.
Hey, you know what? Look, for real. Jules, brother, you know I got OG, you know I love you, man. You know I got love for you, dog. By God, disagree with you on Baby Driver, dog. Baby Driver was dope. Like, nigga, look, the main character is the young white dude. His name is actually, his name is Baby.
Right.
This nigga needs to be in Fast and the Furious.
Is that dope?
Dude, they should overlap nigga, that shit.
Like, the way it ends, it ends on a good note. But the thing about it is, when you see the way this nigga move, you be like, why the fuck is this nigga not in Fast and Furious?
So it's good as fuck, man.
It's good as fuck,
right? Right, so it ain't that good.
And then it makes sense because there's a lot of good-ass music that plays throughout the whole time. Right. And the music is like a huge part of like
the movie itself. Yeah, I heard that he got the music first, like I said before, and then made the movie to the music.
Yeah, but it makes 100% sense why the music works for the movie, because do y'all want me to say?
No, don't spoil it.
Okay.
That's not our rule. We don't spoil it. See you below.
Watch Baby Driver. I give Baby Driver, if I had to give it a letter grade, I give it an A-. I give it a good solid A-. I give it an A-.
Jules.
Number? Probably be the number? 9 out of 10. Easy.
Oh, shit. Titty, have you seen anything? Well, we saw War of the Planet of the Apes since last show.
Yeah, we saw War of the Planet of the Apes. Was really good.
Very good.
You saw Dunkirk, right?
We won't get into that. We're going to leave that for last.
That's going to be his whole think piece for the last 15
minutes. Yeah, you want to let me go and get my 5 minutes. Go and put on that red light for during Kill Bill.
Twist the nerve.
Yeah.
War of the Planet of the Apes was excellent. I think it was a really good way to end it.
Mm-hmm.
A
lot of biblical stuff in there, man. Yeah. It was. Did you? You haven't seen it yet?
No, I saw Spider-Man: Homecoming. I meant to tell you.
Okay, what'd you think of that? Before we even finish up.
Oh shit, it was dope.
It was good.
It was like, I'll say this: it's the perfect mix. I still give it. I see where it could be a little bit of flaw, but I'm gonna let it ride only because the movie was good for what it was and it was needed. Like I can see it being a solid movie, so I give it 9 out of 10. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I definitely would advocate for Planet of the Apes and Spider-Man. I just enjoyed it. Trying to think. I don't know if there's anything else. What else?
Did y'all see Girls Trip? Anybody see Girls Trip?
I need to see it still.
I still need to see it.
Well, I've been catching up on like shows.
What shows you been catching up on?
Oh,
I saw Voltron.
I'm on the second to last episode. I'm on episode after the Shiro comes back.
You know, I only got a chance to watch the first season, but then everything.
I mean, everybody knew he was gonna come back.
Look, man, look, I got a chance.
I don't know what happened first season.
Hey, it is what it is. I watched like the first season, but after that, it tapered off because, like we said, when we was walking up here, too much shit, dog.
I think it's only eight.
Six episodes. This last was six.
Yeah, it was only six because it went off. I was like, hold on, bro. I was expecting the 10 to 13.
Yeah, they normally had 10, but they've had 10 though. The middle season was the longest one. The first one only had six or seven. Yeah. The second season had 10 or 12.
The season 4 is dropping in the fall.
Oh, so they must have just bit them off, and you know what? I wonder if that's going to be the next wave of how they're going to start doing these. If you won't binge out too much.
They just going to do how they do over in the UK.
Instead of 12. Yeah.
With Luther and stuff.
And Black Mirror and stuff
that. Right, exactly.
Where they only give you a little bit. We already filmed 12 episodes. We're going to give you 6. Kind of what Wishgalls was trying to do, the Get Down. But they just didn't come over.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Voltron was... I really appreciate the writing. Like, it's
good writing.
It's a really good mix of, the childhood that you grew up on, but like,
and ain't always in Voltron every 5 minutes either. I like that.
Yeah.
It makes it an event than being in Voltron.
Yeah. Well, no. The thing is, they actually here's the one thing that I appreciate about the way that movies are actually coming together now. Like, I figured out why. Well, I don't say figured out, but I understand why we have such more of an appreciation for like Marvel, DC, you know, shit like that, the cartoons now, like Justice League or whatever, is because a lot of the times before when we were younger, them niggas just magically became whoever they was, you know. There was no lead up. There was no trial and error period. You know what I mean? Like, I remember that was one of the major things I liked about when Tobey Maguire was Spider-Man, was when he first became Spider-Man, he didn't know what the fuck he was doing. He was running into shit, you know, knocking cars over and all the rest of his stuff. So in the back of your mind, as you process it, you're thinking to yourself, like, there's always going to be a learning curve that you're going to have to handle for heroes. Yeah. And the thing is, they always do that. So even with Voltron, you know, like, Shiro, something happens to Shiro, somebody else has to man the other lines, they have to go through that same process, and it makes for an interesting story because now the niggas that know how to move with the lines have to figure out how to teach and work with the niggas who don't know how to move with the lines while shit is in the middle of popping off.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
In the middle of a big old battle.
In the middle of a big-ass war. You know what I'm saying? So it calls for really interesting, you know, story writing and a lot of things that can develop out of that shit. So I'm really appreciative.
That's what's up. I know I've been watching, I caught up on some good anime, dog, if I want to jump in this anime.
Wait, you want to wait to anime corner?
Okay, yeah. Good guy. That's real. I've been catching more anime than anything, man.
Like, is everybody peeping Ozark?
Dude, I keep hearing about it, but the fuck is it about?
Basically Breaking Bad in
Breaking Bad Light
in the Ozarks.
You said what?
Breaking Bad Light.
In the Ozarks.
Because of Breaking Bad Beta.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
No, but
it's pretty good, man. It's
like, I got a few episodes.
Yeah,
it's good,
I'm over on episode 5 or 6 good. Somewhere. It's good.
Like, the way it pop off, you're like, oh, shit. Like, but you know what? The thing about that show is, if no one blew up the spot already, the show already blew up the spot as far as, this is how niggas be moving work throughout Missouri, dog.
No, for real, though.
Real shit. Like, the Ozark, perfect low-key spot to move that way.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Low-key as motherfucker.
I'm trying to...
And then it's a vacation spot. It's like the Missouri version of Hamptons.
So it's like the perfect, and people going there to go to party and grab that shit.
Yeah, because it's like the Missouri version of the Hamptons. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? More or less, that's what the Ozarks is. So you dealing with people every year, literally every spring and summer coming through. People got vacation homes or whatever, kind of like that, cashing out, being on this lake, doing all this shit.
Man,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a perfect spot.
I thought about that. I'm trying to dude, it's so crazy. It is too much shit. Because I think about shit I ain't even caught up on. Like, I got to follow up with the Magicians.
I still need to get I need to catch back up on that, too. Dude,
we in the middle of that shit. Sure. I'm in the middle of the second season of F's Family.
That shit was great.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else? I feel like... Oh, I tried to watch Message with the King.
Okay, well, that's in the trailers.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was like Black Panther prequel.
It's just because it's...
I know, that's not the same. I had the same accent.
It's because it's your boy.
It looks bootleg.
It's not... So the weird thing is it's not shot bootleg, but I'm like 20 minutes in, I'm like, ain't shit happened.
Got to build like, story,
I had to
bro.
Stop. Like, I just moved to something. I think I finished watching Voltron because I was just like...
I'm going to go with something.
I was like, this is nothing, you know, they're trying to build up on it. But, I mean, you heard what the storyline's about.
Right. It's like his sister ended up getting killed in America. He's from South Africa.
Yeah.
And he going there to find out what the fuck happened.
Right.
Right.
So it's just a whole bunch of inquiry about shit.
All right. Man in the High Tower, me and you was talking about that earlier. I'm on episode 2, so I'll come back.
Oh, High Castle.
Man in the High Castle. Yeah. I don't know why I put Man in the High Tower. Man in the High Castle. So let's go in this Dunkirk review. If you all remember, no one knew about this because this is all within our text group. And Jules says
don't slander this man too bad. Don't do that.
Okay, no, I'll just give you my review.
I'll do my review.
Dunkirk is the second best movie of the year to me. It's a fucking awesome movie, man. The way it was shot, the cinematography, just it's action packed the whole time. Like there is no dull moment in the movie. Like, you come right in the middle of the war. Like, it's going on.
They drop you off in the middle.
I'm talking about literally the beginning of the movie is soldiers walking in there and it jumps off. They walk in the middle of the street and they got these. You remember? You know how the Germans used to send that propaganda? They used to drop stuff. Yeah. The soldiers picking up stuff. Then all of a sudden, it just starts popping off, and then you just rolling through there. And the gangster part about the movie is it's showing it from three different aspects. And actually four technically, but you'll have to see it to see what I mean. You go, it's from the pilot perspective. So they show from three perspectives. One is for 1 week. One is all this stuff is happening over 1 week, and that's with the soldiers on. So there's one soldier on the ground you follow, which is the young dude. One is 1 hour, and that's with Tom Hardy in the plane. And then there's 1 day, and that's with the people that with the regular boats that went out to save people from over in France. So all these things are intertwining. So like things that are happening during that 1 hour are happening within a couple of days after for some other people. And maybe the person that's on for 1 hour, 1 day, sees something that's 1 hour for them, if that makes sense. And it's all, and all these different characters that from these different points are coming together.
Like the person like that's going through the 1 hour storyline can happen during the 1 day storyline.
Right. No, it happens there. So they see something that happened with the 1 hour person. The 1 day person sees it way later on.
Oh, gotcha. I see what you're saying. Okay.
But it's longer for them. Longer for them because that's whole day. Right. And then the one person for a whole week. That they'll see the person that's there for a day saw something that they happened to them, and then it that just you may just see that happening to them, and then you don't put it all together till later. Like, oh, that's the same person we saw here, okay. Or this is the same incident that happened here, okay. Dude. It's basically Inception, but in the war. It's because it's all these different storylines coming together at the same time, and it's action packed. All this stuff is happening at the same time.
I heard, it's not really a lot of dialogue, like the music. No,
it's very few dialogue. You got a good check in that. That one dude, he barely talked in it. The main star, the dude that was a soldier. And Tom Hardy barely talked. All he did was you didn't even know it's Tom Hardy until the end. You knew it's Tom Hardy that played that role. He has on the full, and the thing that was kind of, the English cast was kind of gangster with their pilots because them cats wore full suits. Why they were flying their planes.
Oh, yeah, Spitfire?
Well, I mean, with a tie and everything on.
That's crazy.
So, you don't know it's the end till, not spoiling it, but at the end, something happens with Tom Hardy, and you just see him just take off his helmet, and that's the end of the movie. And you're like, oh, shit, that was Tom Hardy. Okay. And the thing that was so crazy about that movie is it made you feel this, if you love history and you know about it, you're seeing these different things that happen, you're like, man, that was crazy with that because the aspect of British soldiers thought the Air Force didn't do nothing to help them, but Tom Hardy and the other dude are the only two dudes out there because the England told the Air Force and the part of Navy don't go out there because we got to protect England if Hitler wants to invade. So they didn't send everybody out there. So when Tom Hardy and them saving everybody, but they when they get back, they fuck y'all, man, where the fuck was y'all at? But it shows that they was putting in work and saving their ass. They just didn't even know with the limited resources that they came in with.
Wow, okay.
But English soldiers thought, well, they dude, this is some bullshit. We ain't got no air support. But they only sent 3 planes out there.
Right.
Because the English government said, Winston Churchill said, nah, we lied about that, you know. Only other thing that I would, the only beef I had with the movie was there was a lot more African people and East Indian people that were there. They showed a little bit of African people from the French side, but not the British side. So it was just that was my biggest beef with it, and that's a big beef because it was a lot of brothers there on those beaches putting in work. That was from Northern Africa and parts of South Africa, and that was just
Indian too.
Yeah, East Indian too. You got to remember, Britain owned a lot of fucking land, so the people would come out and support, you know, the motherland. Because just like it was a lot of Canadians that went out there as well.
Right.
And it was a lot of black pilots too, though. A lot of black pilots flew with the Royal Canadian Guard as well, but. It was a good movie, man. It was an awesome movie. It's my second favorite movie of the year behind Get Out so far.
That's what's up.
So I won't slander Jules until he gets here. But keep in mind, he says Tears of the Sun is better than this movie. I just want y'all just to go roll with that. Let that swirl around y'all head for a little bit. Go look it up. You know, Tears of the Sun, let's give y'all a little insight. It lost $20 million. You know what I'm saying? The movie was given 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
Users gave it 47.
Oh, see?
So
I only go see it if one. It's usually got to be lopsided for me. You know what I mean? Like if the critics, it's funny because if you look at the reviews, they'll tell you what to expect. Not necessarily reading them, but who liked it and who didn't. So, like, when I read the reviews, if the critics like it, I'm like, all right, the storyline's on point. But
it may be some.
It might be slow or slow the cinematographics, at certain points, yeah. You know, or there's not a lot of action or whatever. But if the users like it and the critics don't like it, I was like, all right, so this is just going to be an action fest.
And it ain't going to be no fucking sense.
And right, them niggas ain't going to talk about shit.
Yeah.
Like,
Shout out to Suicide Squad. Yeah, shout out to Suicide Squad. Which Jules gave a 9.1 out of 10. Mm. And said it was an action movie of the summer. That's it. All right. Next up, NBC Live. Well, let's get into news.
That nigga's trash. He said, "Shout out to Suicide Squad," which Jules gave a 9. Right.
Point one.
That's it.
Yeah, action movie of the summer, 2016 action movie of the summer.
Oh Jesus,
trash.
Go ahead. What we saying?
NBC lied about why the Carmichael show was canceled.
Of course they're gonna lie about that shit, man.
They said they couldn't find any footing, but it's like their second rated show right now on NBC.
It's look.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Yo, look, hey.
Gerard Carmichael, like, dog, if anyone from the Carmichael show that worked on the show that want this shit continue, please put that shit on Netflix. Just continue putting it on Netflix, put it on FX, go and get this bread.
If it'll be going on FX, that shit'll, he'll be able to do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm.
This one's FX and Netflix, he good.
So have y'all watched the music video for Moonlight?
Yes.
Oh, dude, yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. It's so, pretty fucking deep.
So give me the breakdown.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically saying, like, they always try to just make us remix anything white.
But the thing about it
they
is...
Think about the black version of this. The black version of that. That's always how it is. You never say it's the white version of nothing.
But you know what's crazy about it is they working on the white version of In Living Single.
What you mean?
Friends is the white version of Living Single. Dude, it can't do it. It's like the same fucking format that came out a year early. Like, no bullshit. Same fucking format.
You know what?
Same fucking format. Just came and came out a year early. Living Single came out
a year early. So it's a double entendre then? Maybe.
Well, but the difference is
we can't have shit, but then we want to have they shit too.
Well, it's different though.
Like, they said they want our shit, but they don't want us to have shit.
Living Single, there's a lot of differences though. Like, I can see why people would say that, but like Friends, like everybody had like stories. You know what I'm saying? Like, it followed everybody. Like,
well, I'm not saying it's the exact copy. Like, but
Living Single did too.
Nah.
Who didn't it follow?
It didn't really do a lot with the two guys. Like, they.
Yes, they did. Overton ended up marrying Sinclair.
Yeah, but
his
it was
whole
about,
thing about him.
He was, but it was, but it,
I can tell you details about both of their lives, though.
Well, you. What I'm saying is that doesn't mean that the story, like, it's following. Like, if you watch,
it followed Overton. Remember, they went. He was a big Ohio State fan. They followed him with his family to kick it for the Ohio State game. Like a whole episode of him just going. Him and Kyle going to see Ohio State. I think 5 or 6.
That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so if he gets one episode.
But Living Single, the vehicle was just the women. Like, let's keep that 100.
But that's my point. That's what I'm saying.
That's the only difference between Friends, though. Is that
but
it was,
that's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It was primarily, like, Overton and them were just, they, you know.
They were supporting cast.
They were supporting cast, and they came in versus all of them just having, you know.
Oh, so that's why you're saying Friends was more a little bit different because they gave everybody.
Right, exactly.
They were all, you know what? He's right. He's right about that.
They definitely tweaked it, but you could tell that's where they definitely got the idea from. Because, like, you can see it's, like, the base, like, everyone, like, got 6 friends living a single
life. They only had 2, though.
There's only
2 men.
No. I'm not saying have, I'm just saying 6 people. I'm not saying 6 people
in
general.
Well, that's true, because it was 4 girls and 2 guys.
This was 6 people in general. It was 6 people in general.
You said they switched up and said, we're going to even it up.
We're going to even it up. That's what I'm saying. They made their changes, but the basis, like, even Queen Latifah said, oh, yeah, I could tell they definitely took ideas from our show. Like, Queen Latifah came out and said this a long time ago.
Mm.
Like, she herself
said
that.
That's some real ill shit.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like, nah. Like, you think about it, nah. That's
so, So in the music video, then
when they take him to that dark place, like when he take him, when he used to take him to a different room, what do you think?
That was
the part that I really needed to.
I think it's another thing I got it because me and wifey was talking about it, and we got it as far as like I think another reason why Jay put Issa Rae in that video is because of the shit going on with the Carmichael show. If you notice, because of what we just talked about, you know, pretty much NBC pretty much playing Jamora Carmichael, but you see Issa Rae is fucking flourishing right now. It's kind of like one of those things, like, in a sense, you can kind of take it, not the entire thing, but in a sense, I guess,
well,
you can say it's like,
if you look at
this is how you do it. Like, this is how you do it.
I mean, I think it just looked to me like he just grabbed everybody that was winning. Like, mm-hmm. it's showcasing, like...
I thought the same thing, though.
Everybody, you know, because it yeah. had Lil Rel, it had the chick from...
Tessa Thompson.
Yeah, Tessa Thompson. It had Issa Rae. It had...
Lakeith Stanfield.
And it had Lakeith. You know, and all of them are on very, you know, they're flourishing like crazy.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish. I forgot that she was on there. Yeah. So...
Like, half the R. Carmichael show was right there.
So, no, so half the show was the Carmichael show.
So... But I thought,
which is crazy to think about that.
That's
in this
what I'm
show.
Saying. Like,
NBC you, said it didn't have no footing.
Well, and maybe that was a knock to him because when you think about it, you knew he. So y'all heard that.
And Francis was.
He left it basically.
No,
right?
No. Well, no. I'm saying like so you know the lyric that they're all referencing though in
right
the
for the Moonlight for right. the movie for the whole drama with the Oscars.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what's going on with Carmichael.
You
think that video is a commentary on Gerard Carmichael directly?
Because think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is. Like,
think about it. Think about what you just told me.
And then he stared into the... And then he was
he
just
was
staring...
He was looking at the moonlight. So think about it. Think about what you just told me. This is the second highest rated show. They're lying about saying they can't get funding. And yet... So they have to pull it. So it's kind of like Moonlight. Like that's why he's like, y'all niggas over here in La La Land, you know...
right.
You know, talking about like La La Land is over here.
Even when we win, we still lose.
And like, because
he
win,
he winning,
and right,
but
he's
still losing.
And then if you got to even think about another thing like that. What channel is Carmichael show on?
NBC.
What was Friends on?
NBC.
There you go. like bro, real shit. If you really think about it, it is pretty much like an open letter to Gerard Carmichael. The music video is. It's like a saying like. My nigga, understand what you dealing with right now, and fuck it, just do your own shit. Just go on, do you. Just fuck it. Like, that's what I'm saying. If he take his shit to someone like Netflix, he'll be fine. Like, he already got the first 2 seasons of Carmichael Show on there,
and
that
shit's blowing up. That shit been blowing up on
Netflix. Nigga, if you, like, bro, if anyone work on the Carmichael Show, please listen to me. Put the rest of y'all series on Netflix. Let that shit blow up. Y'all will be straight. I promise.
I would like just the way that they would flip it. Like,
real shit.
Or the opportunities that it would present.
To get where to go with it.
So, yeah, that you can't really do on, you know,
network
on,
TV.
On network TV.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So you can get away. You can go away. Hell of shit on that. Nigga, the shit with Castlevania is a prime example of what the fuck you get away with. Okay?
Yeah. Castlevania's so, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. So I was like, if y'all can get away with some, like, borderline NC-17 shit on there, then Carmichael Show ain't nothing on there.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, when you think about it, the video was really, really deep. Even when you think about it, like... And maybe that was. Maybe that's what the push was. When you think about it. Like, because when Issa grabbed him.
Like, my nigga, here.
She you know.
She's like, shush.
She told him to be quiet. Because he was, basically what happened was.
Mm-hmm. He the one that sparked it off, though. Because he was like, fuck, y'all took my, because they took the shows out of order. With the order he wanted to be in, like, for the episode.
Right.
They took it out of order. And then they were, like, coming impeding on what he was talking about for his show.
Well, not only that. But in the music video, he realized...
Because Hannibal Buress is over there talking to him.
He realized, like, it didn't... He was still acting and doing what they were asking and still getting shitted on. Like, and who was the person that saved him?
Issa Rae.
And what's her show doing?
It's changing the game, right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Her show is flourishing.
Right. But so it's almost like a recognition. Like, yo, bruh. It's almost like a little stab because Lakeith, Tessa, all the rest of them have to stay in character.
Oh, so they saying that Gerard Carmichael won't play the game.
Right, because he realized it. Because don't you remember, they do this whole slow panorama
yeah.
thing and he's kind of like looking like, yo, like, I'm caught up. Like, people think I made it.
Yeah,
I'm caught up in this bullshit. I can't. This is my show. I can't do what I want to do. Like, they're recreating
everything.
Basically everything. And so Issa's like, "Yo, I understand it." It's like it's almost like he woke up and she was like, you know, she recognized. She was like that nigga's Morpheus. She was like, "Hey, yo, don't let them know that you realize what the fuck going on."
Because
the thing she's saying to play the game a little bit better.
But think about that. Because Issa low key and Matrix reference. Mm-hmm. Think about it, like with the whole Morpheus thing. She already know how to, like, so you already know how the game works. That's why her shit is working on something that she totally can flourish
here's
on.
Here's the other thing, though.
Flourish on.
Didn't she get picked up by another network before she got picked up by
HBO, it had been in development for a grip. Like, it was.
No.
They, she had another opportunity somewhere else though before that, right, and it fell
exactly.
apart.
Exactly. And they were apart. Like, but I think it was with network television.
It was.
And she was
you
like,
know
no.
Who, you know what it was?
Was it Oprah?
Nope. Shonda Rhimes.
It was Shonda Rhimes. It was supposed
to be on,
exactly.
I just came back to you. It was supposed to be on ABC.
It was supposed to be on ABC.
It was supposed to be something about a girl in LA, like.
Aqua Black Girl or something like that?
No, it was like something like Dating in LA or something like The Girl in LA. That was the name of the show. Yo, you're exactly right. It was with Shonda Rhimes, though, instead of Wilborn.
Right.
This time. Yep. You're Zach. I'm finna pull up that show. It was like Dating in LA, being a dating girl in LA. Mm-hmm. It was something like that.
Because I remember reading an article talking about why she ended up leaving. Or why didn't you end up panning out?
Because and that's why I'm saying, like, that's why she HBO ended up getting her shit, and that's why she's flourishing doing what she wants to do on HBO. And that's what I'm saying. I think low key on top of that, that's what I'm saying. I think that's Issa Rae's way of saying, my nigga, you can have it's other ways of doing this shit. You don't have to do network, my nigga.
That nigga said be Moonlight, G. Be Moonlight.
Like, you see Issa Rae. Like, Issa Rae win. Like, we say, Issa Rae is winning right now with Insecure. We're doing her own. That's what I'm saying, my nigga. And you don't even got to clutter up the whole fact of HBO. Let her have HBO, my nigga. Go to Netflix. You already got Carmichael Show on Netflix. Do what the niggas from Trailer Park Boys did. Buy your shit. Make sure it's your shit. Put your shit on Netflix. Get your brass distribution deal and shine, my nigga. I'm telling you, it will work. I'm telling you, that's what the niggas from Trailer Park Boys did. They straight bought the three main characters, bought the show. It's under they shit now. Like, and they went ahead and got an exclusive deal with
Netflix. I Hate L.A. Dudes is the name of the show.
I Hate L.A. Dudes? Okay.
That was the original name of the show. That was supposed to be Shonda Rhimes, supposed to come out
okay.
in 2015.
Okay. But yeah, but you see what I'm saying though, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do some shit
it
like
was
that.
ABC.
Like, I'm pretty sure Issa Rae still got the rights to motherfucking Insecure, and HBO's just distributing her shit as normal. And HBO's
and Larry Wilborn too. He's a writer.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying with Gerard Cohn. Like, I really hope he sees, man, that like, my nigga, you can still have this shit signed because the Carmichael Show is an excellent fucking show.
You know what? And I could see how they had to retool that. That's probably the same premise. Because I tell you to listen to that podcast with Issa Rae and Wilborn, she talks about how they, when they were developing the characters, he just felt like, we need to develop these characters from a certain point that you hadn't did it, where we need to know where they want to go. So I Just Hate L.A. Dudes might not have been, they'd have been like, does it need to be called that? And maybe when they retooled it, called it Insecure. It's probably the same exact show.
No, all of it. Or same exact premise. All of it's the same. Like, if you talk to people that follow an Aqua Black Girl, she's the exact same person.
And yeah.
All she's dealing with is the relationship shit, which is what. So basically, he basically just changed the title. He was like, yo.
Need to change the title.
Right.
And add some
more
people in
because,
here.
Because, he changed the title being like, yo, that's kind of specific. Because if you call it Insecure,
it could be anybody.
Right, it could be anybody, exactly.
I Hate L.A. Dudes is like, but if I ain't never been to L.A., I don't identify with the
things
you're talking
about. Well, not only that, but it's just like, that's a specific avenue. Like, your whole thing is about dating L.A. guys. You know what I'm saying? So you can't talk about male insecurity at work.
Yeah, that's a great
insecurity,
point.
Insecurity, doing
about
all
that.
The rest of this stuff. So, like, you leave it vague so you can just cover a broad spectrum and just show
stuff.
How the shit all comes together.
Right, and that way you don't even got to be just the only main character either.
Right. Yes, that's true.
Right.
Man, that's deep, though. Damn.
So think about that.
Something that's not deep. Suicide Squad 2 loses
oh
another
God.
Director.
We don't even got to stay. Look, you know what? We don't even got to stay on this one long. I'm going to tell you this right now. Y'all know how I feel. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
know how I feel.
And this is coming from a DC fan.
Ting, ting, ting. Ting, ting, ting.
You already know, man.
Ting, ting, ting.
Dog.
And you trying to find it, too. He's like, please, just.
Like. Hey. That's all I can say. Because, I mean. Oh, dude, it's like I wanted Suicide Squad to do so much better than it did, man. I really did. I really
did. You ain't ready for that Deadshot movie?
Oh, Jesus, dude. Like, I'm just right now, my hopes are for Matt Reeves with this Batman trilogy and Justice League. Those are my hopes right now. Outside of that, Suicide Squad, I'm sorry, but y'all kind of threw me off a little bit. Like, that badass editing just ruined it for me. I'm sorry.
That was horrible.
I had to watch it again. I was like, fuck.
You didn't see why me and Teddy were dying and we was in there. That was a comedy, though. And like, Teddy leaned over me and was like, yo. The people that are doing,
nigga, they were doing abstract dancing in the background. I promise the
Teddy was like, yo, D, there's the people that are holding the little cloths are standing there in the background. They need to edit them out.
Oh, God. Anyway, move on. Let's talk. Fuck Suicide Squad. Yeah. We ain't gonna talk about that right now.
We can go into DCU to do Flashpoint.
I'm with it.
They could reboot the whole thing.
Nick, what the fuck have I been saying to niggas all this time? What the fuck have I been saying to y'all? I was like, look, don't have... Look, I'm telling y'all, all y'all do is do a Flashpoint or a Crisis, nigga. You can fix hella shit. Have I not said this shit on the show? And I was like, I'm saying.
They bring it back, Homeboy to play Thomas Wayne, too.
Jeffrey Moyer? Mm-hmm. Nice. That'd be dope. Mm-hmm. And then, as long as they have Maggie play the Joker...
Is that the best animated DC movie? Flashpoint?
What? Flashpoint. Ooh, it's hard to say, man. There's a lot of good ones.
I think
Flashpoint might be the best.
Flashpoint was pretty fucking dope.
It was fucking good.
I don't think it's even an argument.
Arkham is up there with me. Assault on Arkham was definitely up there with me.
The Killing Joke, I'm lying.
Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2, only because it was a straight up adaptation, that was dope. Which, Dark Knight Part 3 proves the whole Superman can totally whoop Batman's ass. But I'm not going to get into that. but it's a whole bunch of good ones, man. Like, what else was good? Low-key, man, I'm not going to front that one Justice League Guys and Monsters.
It was pretty decent.
See, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Motherfucker decent. Like, because you like...
That Wonder One was dope, too.
Even the Whistlecar was dope. Fucking Son of Batman.
Oh, Son of Batman.
Son of Batman was super dope to me.
No, I have to...
I think it's Flashpoint, though.
First of all, I say it's up there. It's top three easily.
What about was it War?
Justice League War was dope. Dawn of Atlantis was low key dope because you saw how Aquaman basically became Aquaman. So basically, you gonna see you gonna see Dawn of Atlantis version of Aquaman in Justice League movie, like 100%, like 100%. That's gonna be that version of Arthur Curry, like 100%.
All right, let's keep it on moving. Simon Kinberg to direct the X-Men Dark Phoenix. Hated it.
He wrote
all the X-Men movies.
Okay, move on. Moving on.
No, this is his first movie. Yeah.
Time.
Yes.
He ready.
And it's his first directorial debut. He's never directed it.
The only reason why I'm going to say give it a shot, because there's one...
Sticky Papers not there. But no, this is Sticky Papers Jr., though. He's the one that wrote it.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
Sticky Papers Jr.
I don't know.
It's like you being happy that the boss left and then his son comes in and is working too.
But his son might be nice.
But his son worked up under him before when he was already a dick.
But that's what we said.
Dick Tracy Jr.
But we call him Sticky Papers for a reason.
Right.
So the original still could be great and he's like, you know what? This needs some semen on it.
That's true.
What I'm saying? So
that is a great point. So
but
now,
you know what? But this nigga did produce The Martian though. That Martian was dope.
He produced The Martian. He didn't write The Martian.
Doesn't matter.
I could produce anything, though. Producing ain't nothing.
I'm just saying.
Producing is getting the money behind and getting the funding. That don't mean nothing. That's just good brokering.
Did you like Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah.
Did
you like Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Okay, then this nigga wrote that too.
He wrote them?
Yes.
This is different than superhero movies, though.
Nigga,
Sherlock Holmes is fantastic, though. I'm not gonna lie. Sherlock Holmes is definitely
up
there,
bro.
We can say Brian Singer.
Sticky Papers, yes.
So we say, but it's Sticky not Simon Kinberg.
He's in there. He's got culpability. He going to jail.
No.
Like if Brian Singer went to jail for the murder, he going to jail for aiding and abetting. He getting fired.
No, not necessarily.
He's getting fired.
This is what I'm saying. The only reason why it's questionable is because we don't know the connection. So Sticky Papers can come in fucking shit up, and Simon can be like, I gotta stick with this nigga because he connected to a larger group, okay? Like, he's connected. He can get me in. Superheroes is the wave. You know what I'm saying? I've already proved my worth with these other shits. You know what I mean? With Mr. and Mrs. Smith, with...
But then Sherlock he shouldn't Jones. Give a fuck what...
I don't know if you got that choice. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. You just a writer, so they ain't...
Right, like, you... So that nigga's like, yo, you can either go
still
roll with
me... Still not gonna see this, man.
You gonna see it, man.
No, I'm not.
You gonna go see
it. I'm not. I didn't see the last one in theaters.
It ain't got nothing to do with sticky papers. That was your main premise.
That's very true. But I can't fuck with this. This is like Junior. You're bringing him back.
You gotta let it go.
You have to give this.
In a sense, historic, dog. Come on, man. Sansa Stark.
You have to
give this. She sucked this Jean Grey to me, though.
You have to. Who?
Sansa Stark.
Oh, okay. You have to give this a shot. Only because.
There's no sticky papers.
There's no sticky papers. And that is your caveat.
And look, we already proved. Logan was the shit.
Yeah, Logan was dope.
Deadpool was the shit. Yeah. And who was not involved in any of that shit?
Sticky paper.
Okay. So, to Teddy's defense.
If he's on the production team.
That's what I was going to say. You need to see if Sticky Papers is involved. If that nigga dropped off a sandwich, if he dropped off
Subway sandwiches, then I can't see this movie.
That's fine.
We can go on the next topic because I look up if he's producing this. Chiwa Ejiofor cast as Scar in a live-action Lion King movie, and maybe Beyonce might be playing Nala.
Oh, that'd be dope.
All the music.
Wasn't that guy picked too, didn't she?
Yeah.
Viola Davis?
No.
That's who?
No, Alfre Woodard.
Alfre Woodard.
She's playing the mama?
As his mama.
Yeah. Nice.
Simba. So what do y'all think?
When they say live action,
it's gonna be like the Jungle Book.
Like Jungle Book.
So it's gonna look dope. John Favreau's directing it.
Really?
Yeah.
And yo, John Favreau, Mr. Iron Man.
And he directed the fucking Jungle Book.
I didn't know that. I didn't even see that new Jungle Book.
That Jungle Book.
Yeah, it's dope.
It looked dope.
It's dope.
I slept on. I didn't see it until on Netflix. I slept on that.
It's
man.
On Netflix now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then y'all forgot.
Dude, it's all CGI, like,
and dog,
live
like,
action.
And Idris, he played the shit out of Shere Khan, dog.
Shere Khan's like scary for real.
Like, this nigga played Shere Khan like how you supposed to play this nigga.
So I could see Chiwa Ejiofor playing.
Scar.
Yeah.
Like, Scar yeah. Johansson was Kai the Snake, and she was hella damn, this bitch kind of creepy. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. So, now it was dope, man. Like, for real.
And Beyonce is supposed to be doing the soundtrack. They trying to get paid.
Oh, they getting paid like a month.
Oh, they getting paid.
That makes sense for Beyonce to be Nala. That makes sense. That's a good look. I don't see that.
And what's dope is, nigga, and they still got James Earl Jones as Mufasa.
Oh, so he's coming back as Mufasa?
Yeah, he's Mufasa still.
This about a bitch?
Yeah, you know.
Hey,
that.
Look, man.
All black cast you never see.
So we about to get our introduction.
Hey, it's better than an original because we had Matthew Broderick playing fucking Simba.
That's real.
But what we got now is now
Jason Weaver playing him as a little kid.
Right now we got
Hey man, don't do JW.
Oh, I fuck with Jason Weaver.
No, he was a single voice though. No,
yeah,
he was just.
No, he was the voice as a little kid.
I thought he was Jonathan.
No,
I swear.
No, I just can't wait to be king and all that. When he was a little kid,
that's what I'm saying. Little kid singing voice. That's what I'm saying. I think singing.
No, I think I thought it was Jason Weaver, though, period.
No, Jason Weaver was a singing voice, I think. But I think Jonathan Taylor Thomas was Simba. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
No, I think he's right. I
think so, dog. I think so.
No, I think he's right. I think he is right. Yeah, I think it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, I'm dancing. I'm pulling up right now. Yeah, he was Simba.
Yeah.
He was Simba, but the singing voice was Jason Weaver. I'm dead serious. Like, dead serious.
All right. We can keep it on moving.
I'm telling you, dog. Look.
Mads Mikkelsen to maybe play Dr. Doom
Fuck
in a solo
yeah.
film.
That's cool. I like
but
that.
Do we need a Dr. Doom solo film now?
Nigga, I want to see Dr. Doom done right. That's all I meant with it. Dr. Doom is my favorite supervillain for a reason.
Who is
Mads Mikkelsen?
Kaelis from
Strange.
Strange.
Who?
Main villain from Strange.
Dr. Strange.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a great fit.
Fuck yeah, nigga. Come on, dog.
But do we... No, I'll have him being in the casting, but do we need a Dr. Doom solo for...
Yes.
We didn't establish the Fantastic Four world.
Well, so you heard what they...
They trying to make them behind their kids or something? Like
no,
their kids.
You heard that... Well, just the property. I heard the property was bought by Netflix.
Like. Well, no, they just bought his... we'll talk about that too, though. But right. They bought his company that does independent comics.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
But no, I'm saying with Dr. Doom, though, why the fuck not? Only because Dr. Doom got another story before he even get the Fantastic Four. Because, low-key, if you're looking at Dr. Doom's story, Dr. Doom got a hell of a story, dog. Like, you find out, like, the whole reason why this nigga originally wanted to even be Dr. Doom was to get his mama out of hell.
Hey.
That's the whole reason why this nigga started
to get him out of
his mother out of hell. His mother was trapped in hell. He was trying to get his mother out of hell. That's the whole premise of why he started doing
you know
the way he did first.
You know what's really funny? This would be, it would be actually really a dope, like, you could really flip this motherfucker since the fanfare is...
likes him a lot.
What if they did Dr. Doom how they originally wanted to do the latest Robin Hood? So you remember what happened when we discussed this hell as ago, and I thought it was ingenious.
I like them flipping into the Red Hood and all that.
No. Robin Hood. So
oh, Robin Hood, the movie Robin Hood. Right from the from the warden dude, from his the sheriff of Nottingham, sure, right. From his perspective of that he's that they're wrong.
Like, you gotta remember the whole point,
because everyone's their hero. You gotta think about it. Even villains think they're the hero
right.
in their
so
story.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So in that. When they, so you remember the Robin Hood that came out with Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
The original script was built as the protagonist was...
the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Was Sheriff of Nottingham.
And he was looking at Robin Hood as the villain.
Yes. Right, it's like, so he's protecting his stuff, and he's got these band of motherfuckers that's coming in robbing him and all the rest of his stuff, and he's doing his best to protect the king.
So now you're saying, like, Dr. Doom be the main character, Fast Fast Four be like the villains.
Exactly.
So no, actually that worked, and that's what I'm saying with Dr. Doom, just in one story Dr. Doom got... especially when you know what Dr. Doom's intentions really are, he really isn't really a bad guy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
he's really an anti-hero, low key.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That would fit because he's like, yo, I'm trying to get my moms. I'm trying to protect my country. You know
and
what
really,
saying?
I'm trying to save humanity.
And I'm trying to save humanity, and you motherfuckers keep coming in and fucking shit up.
And the thing about, like we always know, I always say, what fucks Dr. Doom up is himself. That's really the only, and that's why I love Dr. Doom as a character. He will be undefeated in the comic book world, bar none, if this nigga ego didn't get in the way. No bullshit. No one can really fuck with Dr. Doom once he puts ego out the way. And I'm dead serious. He be the nigga that straight up came from this reality that was basically God and was fucking everybody up. He straight got the last laugh on a nigga like that and said, nigga, that's the nigga that taught me everything. I straight killed him. Who the fuck are you? This nigga won the Secret Wars twice. This nigga won Secret Wars, like the new Secret Wars. He won that shit and only said fuck it and gave his power to Reed Richards only because he was like, you know what? I don't want to be an asshole no more. Rebuild everything. Other than that, nigga, he won.
He's powerful as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this nigga's like Dr. Doom really is like the dopest supervillain of all time. He really not even a supervillain. It already got proven, like Black Panther Country, the little Panther guy, they already proved that look. The best person to run the world in any fucking reality is who? Dr. Doom. If it was under his rule, the world be straight. The world be a straight paradise if it was under Dr. Doom's control.
Y'all done changed me up a little bit to me.
Real shit.
Be living this. It's depending on how Fox do this. Who that Fox is doing it though. So,
but yeah, but if it's Mads Mikkelsen, like, you know, I'm with it. Like, that's perfect. Like, as far as Dr. Doom, that's perfect. You don't get
it. All right. John Cena to star in Bumblebee spinoff.
Nope. See next? Nope. So,
Keep it moving.
I'm keep it moving. All right. Keep it moving.
Wait, a Bumblebee. So this
nigga
just.
Nope. Don't think about it.
I haven't even seen the last one. I'm sorry. Like, it flipped. Like, I was already, like, on edge when Mark Wahlberg took over. And I'm like, okay.
Nope.
So literally, they was like, you know what? This muscle-bound nigga shit is working. Let's move this into the future.
Nope.
Now it's supposed to be in the past. In the 80s.
Let's just say nope. Let's just move. Don't think too hard. Let's just move on.
Wait. Is it the past? Bumblebee is in the 80s?
Uh-huh.
How they gonna do that shit?
Remember, he was the only car that was on Earth still.
That's his whole thing.
Remember, he was the old Chevrolet that was all dirty and stuff that
right,
Bernie Mac had?
But he came in...
No, he was already there.
Ultimus
said that he's been on this planet already waiting for us.
He's the one that sent out the signal, but I thought he was the one that... He was! He was the one that landed first. They showed him...
No, he was already there.
That's what I'm saying.
He was an old car, remember?
He was
an old beat up car.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so continuity wise, it makes sense.
Right. His whole thing is he's the scout. He's the scout for the Autobots. So
he's already been there.
He's reconnaissance. He's the scout nigga. So he look ahead of shit and tell you to come in.
Yeah. I need to go back and watch.
Yeah, he was already here though.
Yeah, he was a scout of the crew.
That's why it makes sense that he would be here.
That's why Bumblebee's all. He is the reconnaissance nigga for the Autobots. Yeah.
Yeah, he was old. He was an old beat up car.
Yeah, he was like an old, like
2000.
Like
so it's supposed to be
like 80s. He was like a 67.
But, well, okay. Maybe they. No.
I'm yeah,
he's
serious.
Old beat up car.
They didn't show him like how Optimus came and
no.
scanned that shit.
No.
They didn't show
no.
him.
No, he he's scanned. The one who
remember,
them
remember
to
Sam Witwicky right, bought him. His dad bought him from, remember, from Murdy Mac.
Right.
Yeah, he was already there.
Like, because his whole thing, he was trying to find Sam Witwicky because his grandpa.
You know what?
Right.
It was just really good editing because they didn't. He bought that as the time. Nah, he
was old already.
Yeah, well, no.
And then remember, he made himself newer.
Right. But when he sent that signal up, that wasn't for them to come down. He sent that signal up for them to find where he was. That wasn't like, yo, this is a safe place.
Well, so, I mean, we don't know how. I mean, he's already been down there, though.
I'm saying it was just really good editing on the movie because it all happened at the same time.
They were
arriving, and that's when he went to go. Pick up the when he went to go pick up the what's it called?
Oh,
The car.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They were already starting to get it moving though. Even
right.
But he's supposed to have been here already, so we gotta keep it moving. He said, right? You know, you're not messing with this, right?
Fuck no.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not. All right.
Hold up. Next up, we have people mad about Zazie Beats.
Fuck
looking
them.
Like Domino. She
Fuck
looks pretty
them.
Dope.
Fuck them.
I like the way they flipped it Damn. And her having a vitiligo
them.
Look like.
Fuck them.
I like the way it looked.
Fuck them.
I like Cable too. Look at Cable came out too this morning.
Fuck that everyone who don't like that Domino because Domino looks straight dope as a motherfucker.
Do we want to keep this moving maybe and let's say fuck them?
Hey man, look. Fuck everyone
Beast
who don't.
Good, she's
look,
cute too.
Hey, look. Everyone who don't like Domino, fuck y'all. Because, look, I'm telling y'all right now. One, you can't even tell if Domino is fucking black or white
right,
in the damn
yeah.
comics.
No, you can't.
You really can't. And so it real hard character don't fuck. And really, the creator Deadpool, I would say, yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
So if the creator Deadpool's saying, yeah, that's cool. Nigga, argument over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. Argument's over. If the creator's cool with it, then argument's over. Fuck what you talking about.
Tip.
I agree. I mean, I don't really know that much about her. I mean, she looked good to me, but, I mean, I ain't got no skin in the game, so.
All right, next up. We have Spawn won't be the main character in the new movie, and Todd McFarlane wants Leonardo DiCaprio to star.
I like the premise of it. Like, if you're trying to look it from, like, Sam and Twitch's point of view.
Yeah,
like,
that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, they're trying to pull it from, like, Sam and Twitch's point of view.
And they want Spawn to be kind of like the boogeyman almost, where he kind of just pops in and out.
That'd be dope.
And they somehow bringing Michael Jai White back, too.
I mean, nobody's ever going to be
upset about that part.
Right.
Because I was... Did y'all see that post?
I knew you going to bring that shit up.
Yo.
That
I
nigga
looked,
was tripping.
I looked
tripping.
At that dude thing, though, man. All he was wearing was Dope Man Nikes and, like, T-shirts.
He
and
said
stuff.
Dope Man Nikes and T-shirts.
That's all he had on. I was like, that makes sense. That he would say that Michael Jai White was the reason that Spawn sucked.
Not the fact that the editing and the fucking...
The CGI
script,
was...
It seems total
made
shit.
In the motherfucking...
In here. In the studio. It was made in the studio.
Shit, it better CGI can be made in the studio.
Yeah, right. CGI was just a motherfucking flip book.
All right, next up. Captain Marvel to be set in the 1990s. Oh, actually, you know what? Marshall Ali to star in season 3 of True Detective.
I'm with that, because first season was dope. Second season was
See, I didn't even watch the second season, because everybody said it was
one?
So whack. True Detective.
Second season was first season was good.
I heard, so I still haven't seen the first
season.
I need to watch the
first
season.
Good, dude.
I heard
good.
First season is crazy.
It's dope.
Yeah.
First season was dope. I fucked with it. So
Marshall Ali is coming up.
Yeah, Marshall Ali. Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm with that.
All right. Captain Marvel set in 1990s and supposed to be featured the Skrulls.
I'm with that.
Which is going to be interesting because now that basically somebody's going to be a Skrull, they're saying.
Somebody
right now is going to be a Skrull, which is smart. That means you can go and see your fourth Avengers film with the Skrulls.
Scrolling right. Because then you can have the Kree Skrull.
And you can flip in. So anybody that's an Avenger right now could be a Skrull. And that makes sense because they're going to be already from the 90s. They already been already from the 90s. And you know what the Skrulls are? Basically, they're people that came down and they imitated and became somebody else.
Right,
it's like
right.
initiated.
That's what the Kree was fighting, right?
Yeah, the Kree,
you know, the thing about the Skrulls is they can totally imitate. Like, they straight got super Skrulls at this. So I'm pretty sure the super Skrull going to be in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, which means they're going to have powers, probably going to have powers everywhere.
But my thing is, where's Captain Marvel been at this whole time then if she hasn't? They gotta do some kind of time thing or something, right? Because why is she why would we just now find out about her if it's set in the '90s?
I don't know. It'd be the same thing, kind of like with Ant-Man. Like no one knew, no one really heard about Hank Pym like that until because he was hot, because he was like a hero back when Tony Stark dad was still alive.
Yeah, and he was part of government.
Right, he's part of government. So it could be the same thing. I remember, and she is part of, what is it, SWORD, I want to say, which is space shit. So she's the Air Force. Then she went and became part of SWORD. So with that right there, so you already doing space NASA reconnaissance, yo.
Yeah, that's Brie Olsen's playing her.
Right, so it, that works. So actually, it works in our favor. Like, I can be with that. Because for all we know, how we don't know that Captain Marvel still, like, if she's still alive, like, how you know she just ain't in space where SWORD is and just trying to handle all the outer space threats? Because we had, really haven't had an outer space threat technically outside of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right,
yeah.
You really haven't. So.
All right. Last up in our news. Netflix buys Mark Millar's comic book company. So this their first acquisition outside of anything taping. They bought the rights to his independent magazine company. So
cool.
We may see some of that stuff coming to light. All right. Next up, Anime Corner. Throw it over to you.
Okay, be real quick with it. Anime I started watching is dope as fuck, man. It's really good on some superhero shit. It's called My Hero Academia. Yo, real shit? Hey, this motherfucker's deal, dog. Like, I was like, what? And like, when I started watching, it's really just about a little, it's basically about a world where basically superheroes are commonplace. And like, okay, people are born with superpowers and shit called quirks. And so the thing about it is the main character is this little kid who basically wanted to always become a superhero, but he wasn't born with superpowers. And he met his favorite superhero, who's basically supposed to be like the Superman in his character of the show.
Okay.
And so basically Superman's character basically, you know, he meets the main character and he wants to go ahead, his name All Might, he wanted to go ahead and try to, he basically get cool with the main character because you see the main character basically is a brave ass little dude and like really want to help people without just want to be a hero. So he was like, you know what, I'm going to give you my power and I'm going to teach you how to be a superhero and I'm going to take you to the school. And the shit that happens, like, the shit that goes on, like, you see literally, like, a nigga that's like Peter Parker. What if a nigga like Peter Parker is slowly learning how to become Spider-Man because he don't know how to control his power just yet? And he 100% don't got Spider-Man power just yet. Like, every little bit of power is that, but replace Spider-Man with Superman.
Mm.
So it's kind of like seeing Superboy being trained. Like, it's like being trained on how to be Superboy. You know, dang, in school, dope. In school. Like, in so many words.
Okay.
So it's dope though, man. So I fuck with it, man. So if y'all can find out like Funimation or any of these little sites online or something like that, dog, fuck with it, man. My Hero Academia is really, really good. Like, I fuck with it.
All right, Teddy, have you seen the anime you want to see talk about?
Dragon Ball Super.
You sure?
Dragon Ball Super. You gotta watch that too.
Oh shit! The only thing anime that I be watching is Evans for Family and what you call it, Bob's Burgers and shit.
Man, you! I told you, nigga, watch Death Note.
I'll be trying. Death Note's like a long note.
It's only like 39 episodes.
Listen to what you just said.
You said 39. Nigga, we watched Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is like 60 plus hour long.
It is. I know. But that's I have to watch that with my wife, so I have to find time outside of that to watch 40 episodes.
I feel you.
All right. Teddy, any conspiracy theories of the week?
Nah, they didn't get a chance to.
All right, let's get to Battle of the Week. Do you have any Battle of the Week for us?
Yeah, I actually had Black Lightning versus Electro.
Okay, we'll run that for this week. Yeah, we'll run that for this week coming up so everybody can vote on that. Let's get to our last section, Sleeve It or Leave It, all about trailers. So first up, we have Jigsaw, a.k.a. Saw 8.
I fuck with it. You know what? I'm going to give it a sleeve. I'm going to give it a sleeve for this reason. I wasn't fucking with Saw after 5. After number 5, I really wasn't fucking with it.
I don't even know the difference between any of them anymore.
No, the reason why I'm fucking with it, like, if they wrong, bring it back to, like, how the Roots was with the original Saw, like, the first 3 Saw movies, I'm going to fuck with it. Because I fuck with 1, 2, and 3. I definitely fuck with all 3 of them. So, but if they bring it back to that same thing, then, okay, I give it that.
All right, Teddy, what about you?
I'm an or right now.
I mean, I don't even know about Saw movies.
As long as it, I mean, is it picking up from...
But the main character's coming back. He's supposed to have been dead.
Yeah, maybe I'm. But
okay.
You know the main dude Toby. What is his real name? Toby.
Toby Bill.
Toby Bill. Tobin Bill.
Tobin
Bill. Yeah, coming back. So.
And Jigsaw was a motherfucker too.
Yeah. So all right. Next up, Message from the King. Teddy, you was talking about it before, I guess.
Yeah. I can't. Like I'm in slash A right now because I have to.
Oh, I guess let's just NA on that one. Period. Let's put that one to review that next week.
We're right next week. Yeah.
This one is gonna be interesting. Suburbicon.
I'm with fucking with it because it's a Coen Brothers.
Yeah,
movie.
And
yes.
George Clooney's directing it with Matt Damon starring.
Yeah.
The fuck is Suburbicon? I didn't get a chance to watch that.
It's basically about. It's basically Truman Show on steroids.
Okay.
With a Coen Brothers feel.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's like that's the best way. It's like Truman Show is like super suburban. Everybody out there at the lawnmowers at the same time, all that stuff. Yeah. But it's like a whole bunch of sinister shit going in the background.
Yeah, basically like if the Coen Brothers did Truman Show.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so many words. Yeah.
All right. Next up, King of Dancehall. This is Nick Cannon, going with featuring Busta Rhymes going to Jamaica dancing.
Do he got his head, he got his turban on?
No, he does not have.
All right.
Have y'all seen
it? I'm going to give it a
one. I read it, but I don't think I actually saw the trailer.
I'll give it a one.
Yeah, give it an or. It didn't look bad. Like, I thought it was going to be worse than what it looked like, what it was going to be for real. Honestly, I thought it was going to be worse. So it's not that bad. All right. It.
Oh, it's a sleeve.
Oh, it's double sleeve.
This sleeve. This looks shit scary, yeah. Too. I want to see this shit.
Fuck yeah, nigga. This is what I'm bringing back the fear of clowns and hella niggas, dog.
Oh, yeah. I can't let my daughter fuck with this.
Y'all, she don't like clowns?
No, she loves clowns. This could make her not like clowns. We can't go to no motherfucking circus no more if she ever even see a glimpse of this on TV even.
Oh, so she hasn't seen no trailers then?
No, fuck no, man. Okay. We try to, no.
Yeah, she love, don't ruin her childhood. No. Don't ruin that for me.
Next up, remake of Death Wish starring Bruce Willis.
Real quick. I seen the original Death Wish.
Okay? Oh, you saw the Charles Bronson version?
I seen the original. So I seen the original one like 10,
they got like
years
five
ago.
Of them bitches, don't they?
Yeah. It's basically like what how they're saying is like, oh, like
ain't this Die Hard basically?
White man, it's like a white man's, it's like white suburbia's, wet, it's like a Trump supporter's wet dream of making America great again.
Basically, Gran Torino.
Yeah,
basically. It's Gran Torino, but if Gran Torino, if this nigga didn't die.
Right.
But is this
basically Die Hard though? Didn't he do Death Wish already?
When I first saw the shit, I thought it was Unbreakable too, nigga. Like I was like, oh, no. I'm like, damn, this shit's out already.
Death Wish.
What's it called? Glass. You thought Glass was out already?
No, this was named Death Wish, the Impossible White Man.
Man.
Shout out to Rob from Black Eyed too.
Yeah. So next up, The Gifted. This is the X-Men show that's supposed to be on Freeform. Hated it, man. I can't fuck with this shit.
I need to look at that. Oh, wait. I feel like I did see it, but yeah. I don't know if I saw enough of the trailer.
You thought it was whack.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with you. Ready Player One. This looks good. It's Steven Spielberg.
I fuck with it.
Yeah. I'm with this. I like this. The whole concept of them living in another world. He has to play a game and live in another world, but shit happens.
I'm fucking with it.
Yeah. All right, everybody, Justice League. I'm assuming everybody is fucking with Justice League.
Yeah, you, except you, because it's the or from you. I already know. Come on, just a minute, just an or, dog.
It's a hot or.
It's a
hot or.
I mean, that's good for him, though. Like, a hot or, that's good for him. For anything.
It looks cheesy a little bit. I won't get into why it looks cheesy a little bit.
Let's go, man.
Cyborg is still a hoe. But
Damn.
And we mad about no Confederate. I mean, the Confederate. Why we ain't doing this?
Man, let's not do this.
We mad about no Confederate. This nigga looking like the Black Max Headroom, nigga.
We mad about the Confederate, but we can't get a good black man in a goddamn DC movie.
Man, I'm going to keep on telling y'all. We're going to write this off. If this is his first suit. This nigga going involved. This is what Cyborg does.
That nigga look like a villain off of Meteor Man, dog.
Let's give him some time.
Like a Golden
Let's
Lord.
Give him some time. He just cast Cyborg. Shit, give him some time.
He let the Golden Lords update it.
Right. This nigga evolves. Give him time.
All right. You better not get no gold hair either. You better not get no gold hair.
Jesus.
Avengers Affinity War.
Of course.
All right. That's going to be VCR on Cyborg.
All right. This one is the next one. That shit look awesome, though. That should be awesome. Proud Mary. This one starring Taraji P. Henson as a hit one.
I'm fucking with this. Remind me of some old
clip. I'm interested. You know what? But it looked like it'd be a hook.
It reminded me of some Cleopatra Jones shit, yo.
It looked like it could be a hook, though. I see it could be a hook, though.
I'm going to give it a chance.
You can see it being Charlie Baltimore Light.
I
what is Long Kiss Goodnight?
It's just weird.
Or Short Kiss Goodnight.
I didn't remember. Yeah,
Short Kiss Goodnight.
It's more like a pat on the back.
Goodnight.
Midday, nigga. Like,
a midday
handshake, nigga. Like, I don't know. Like, it always makes me questionable when, like, being an action buff. When they have women fight in like stilettos,
what was the Joy Saldana joint? Colombiana. You talking about Colombiana?
I'm like, why the fuck? Like, she's an assassin. Like, If you really an assassin, you're not wearing heels. Nigga, you're not in Red Bottoms fighting.
You are a commando.
You are, you right, you fight. So, and then the thing is, the other thing about this, and me, with me being a choreography guy, when I see a lot of gunplay, that makes me nervous.
Mm.
You know like, what I'm saying? When the like whole trailer, battle. When the whole trailer is nothing but guns and niggas diving out and shit, like, I'm cool, but if you're an assassin and all the rest, you're a hit person and there's no hand-to-hand, and you don't show it, that makes me question on, like, how good that's actually going to look when it's time for you to, like,
right.
to get down. Like, that's the only real reason I wanted to see Atomic Blonde. Because I thought Charlize did good. No, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. All right. Next up, A Wrinkle in Time. This is Ava DuVernay's
movie. I'm fucking
movie.
With you.
Oh, yeah, it's Ava.
I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, I'm fucking with this. Even though it may not be my kind of thing, I got a daughter, so I'll probably
sleep it.
Yeah, I'm probably
well, of course, man. Got support.
Last up, this is an interesting one. Crown Heights. This is starring Lakeith Stansfield. And I forgot who else was in this. It's basically a true story about a dude that was wrongfully committed of a murder and his boy helping him get out of jail. So basically,
oh, you're talking about Life in Black America? Yeah.
Yeah, but no, yeah, but it's called it with Lakeith Stanfield in it and Nestor Carbonell in it. So it's just it looks pretty good, man. I'm on sleepy, man.
I'm sleepy too.
I'm just happy to support Lakeith, man.
Yeah, yeah, I like him, man. Right. I'm interested in seeing his Death Note coming out though too with him. But everybody wrap up. Let everybody know where they can hit you up at.
JBJR Official on Twitter and Instagram, SoundCloud.com/JBJRFoolmanBeats. Holler at us here at 3739 South Jefferson Avenue. We will also be here for True to Bone, which we'll probably record sometime over this coming weekend. So just letting you guys know, tune out for that. Support my brother, Stroud Locash.
Yes. Teddy, where's you don't want people to hit you up?
Theodore Simpson IV on Facebook.
All right. Make sure you tune in to our Game of Thrones recap podcast. Every Wednesday, we dropping those. We get into all the deep Game of Thrones stuff, so you
Thrones
definitely want to get
in. Yeah.
Thrones be the game. So make sure you want to get in that, though. Great, great panel we have every week with that. Make sure you email us, landocalpod@gmail.com. Hit us up with some more reviews, iTunes, Stitcher, all that good stuff. We appreciate it as always. Give us some more love and let us know some questions. We'll actually read some emails next week. Got a couple in the bag, and we'll get to those, though. See ya. Peace.
He said Cyborg's neck made out of a Sony Walkman.
Bye. Bye. Peace. Peace. Bye.